You are listening to Motif Mosaic.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Motif Mosaic and I'm your host Blessing. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for existing at the same time as me to be able to listen into some good music together this time. Usually that's what we do, we listen to good music and we talk about it, looking into the message behind the songs and the meanings and the different motifs and how we can enjoy these songs on an even more broader scale and at a deeper level. As we start today, there's just one part in the Bible. It's in the Gospel of Matthew where Jesus welcomes people and he says, "Come to me, all who are weary, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy." And there's just so many things in life that can wear us down, so many things that can make us tired. And that's the message of this first song, that truly in our lives, when we do get tired, when we do get weary, there is one who can give us rest. There is one that we can come to and have fellowship with, whose yoke is easy, whose burden is light, because every day of our lives there is work that needs to be done. Every day of our lives there is a labor, but Jesus says, "Come to me to rest from that labor. Come to me to take a break and to rest." And I think about an illustration that's given, talking about the creation of the universe, how it was all done in 6 days. And then on the seventh day, when God rests, there isn't an eighth day afterwards. So it's like the rest is endless and it goes on and on and on. And Jesus promises this rest for each and every one of us, that as we come to him, we enter into a rest, to rest from our own good works, to rest from our own righteousness, and to just have his peace and to be able to sit with him. Because I know so many of us go through so many things that wear us down, that tire us. So Jesus invites us all to come and rest with him. And that's the message of this next song, "All My Life" by Tyre. As she says, all of her life, she wants to follow the one who will give her rest, and that is Jesus Christ.
When my troubles are a little too heavy, who can I turn to share the weight? When my mind is clouded and cloudy, who can I turn to clear the way? Who can I turn to?
Understand it.
in the Psalms, there's the instruction to make a joyful noise, to come to the Lord, to celebrate, and to just give praise unto Him. And this is the message of this next song. And the title of the song is Joyful Noise by Jordan Feliz, where he goes into it to say that let us make a joyful noise unto God. Let us praise Him with all that we have. And I just like that phrase, a joyful noise. It means that you don't have to have the perfect singing voice, or you don't have to have the best musicality that's on the face of the earth to bring praise unto God. But even with the little noise that we make, even if we're singing slightly off tune or we're hitting the wrong notes, it's okay. We can come to God in joy, and we can come to God to praise Him and to give thanks to Him. So it's really something so good that when we think about God's goodness, when we remember all that He has done for us, we're able to just come to God with a hallelujah, even if it's out of tune, because we know that it is good to give thanks to God no matter what is going on, no matter how we can do it. Let us do it to the praise and glory of His name, and let us continue to bring Him joyful noises in the times that we remember Him. So this is Joyful Noise by Jordan Feliz.
I got reasons on reasons for hallelujahs to Jesus that need to break out. I got this song in my spirit, I want the whole world to hear it, for heaven's sake now. It's a cry, it's a thank you for saving my life. Oh, and even if I tried, there's no way I could hold it inside. So 1, 2, 3, here we go. What can I say? I got praise for days. It's something deep in my soul, I know nobody can take. I got a song, I got a voice. All I wanna do is make a joyful noise. Woohoo! If you've been feeling defeated, a grateful heart is the secret to lift your head up. It's hard to stay on the floor when you let the love of the Lord in you.
Verse in Romans that really resonates with me is in chapter 7, where Paul talks about how he knows the right thing to do and he doesn't do it, and the thing that he doesn't want to do, which is bad, he continues to do it, and it just leaves him in this position where he's shaken, he's frustrated, and he doesn't really know what to do. And there's a lot of frustration one can have in their own life, especially in my own, trying to do the right thing, trying to follow a life of discipline, but falling so many times and coming short of the standards that God wants each of us to have, and just leads me in this place where really I am distraught, and I think to myself, how can I get out of this and how can I make better decisions? But still, we see that in the midst of all of this, Paul says to people in Rome, but thanks be to Jesus Christ, who can save me from myself, who can save me from these mistakes that I make, who can save me from these habits that I have. And truly, it's by the mercy of God. It's by His grace alone that we overcome. It's by His grace alone that we can break from these things. And it's the title of this next song that we're listening to. It's called Mercy Shores by Lovekin. And he talks about it, that truly, we are in need of God's mercy. We are in need of God's grace, that we can be tired by ourselves, but when we come and we rest upon the shores of mercy that God has, and as His grace and mercy washes over us, then we are renewed in strength. Then we are able to get back up and to continue this walk with the Lord. So that's the title of the next song, Mercy Shores by Lovekin.
Set in motion, building my own flame for so long, I played the victim to yesterday. Trapped in a cycle, now I'm feeling insane for so long, I played the healer, but I only numbed the pain. Playing with fire, I swear I'll never get burned, but this embodiment of pride has only made it worse. I need a savior, someone to pull me from hell, for this is proving to be something I can't do myself. On your mercy shore, I will shake my fear, come bathe me, Lord, in your water. On your mercy shore, I will shine again, I give you my heart, come and wash my sin. On your mercy shore, trying to fight it, I'm trying to get clean, but every time I sober up, I just fall twice as deep. I throw my punches, then I grip my teeth, but history is proving I can't be the one to free me. I've come running, I've come calling for help, I'm on my knees crying, please, Father, let me out. And I'm believing, though it's been so long, there's still a place for me to rest despite what I've done wrong. Yeah, yeah. On your mercy shore, I will shake my fear, come bathe me, Lord, in your water. On your mercy shore, I will shine again, I give you my heart, come and wash my sin. On your mercy shore, shake my fears, bathe me, Lord, in your water. On your mercy shore, I will shine again, I give you my heart, come and wash my sin. On your mercy shore, yeah. Shoulder me, I'm weak and burdened. Place me high up in your peace. I don't ever wanna leave. On your mercy shore, I will shake my fear. Come bathe me, Lord, in your water. On your mercy shore, I will shine again. As I give you my heart, come wash my sin. Shake my fear. Bathe me, Lord, in your water. On your mercy shore, I will shine again. I give you my heart, come and wash my sins. On your mercy shore. On your mercy shore.
In the Bible, there's a time in which Jesus stands up on a mount and he teaches the people. And amongst these things, there's a list of blessings that he talks about, and they're usually phrased to be called the Beatitudes. And he talks about how there's a blessing for people who are poor, there's a blessing for those who hunger and thirst for God's kingdom, there's a blessing for those who make peace. And there's a lot of things that we can see that there is a blessing for. And when we look into it, it's situations where it seems there are people who are burdened, there are people who are mourning, there are people who are poor in spirit, and there is a blessing for those kinds of people. And it's so different from what we count to be a blessing in our own lives, because we think about wealth, we think about health, we think about just having the good experiences in this life as mainly being that which shows a person is blessed. But here Jesus is saying, you are blessed when you are poor, you are blessed when you mourn, you are blessed when you're seeking after the kingdom of God, when you're seeking after the kingdom of heaven. And truly there is a blessing for those who seek God and trust in his promises, because they know that there is a certainty in all the things that God seeks to give them and all the things that God has promised them in his word. And that's the same thing that this message, the message behind the song, is saying, that there is a blessing for us when we trust in God. And because God is so good to us, let us bless him for the blessings that he has poured into our lives. Let us give praise unto him. Let us speak well of his name, and let us bless him in the various situations, because we know in our own lives, in the situations that we go through, God continues to bless us. So why not return the praise, return the blessings unto him because of the goodness that he shows us, regardless of whatever it is that may be going on in our lives. So this is Bless God by Brooke Lichterwood.
Blessed are those who run to him, who place their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. Blessed are those who seek his face, who bend their knee and fix their gaze on Jesus. They won't be shaken. Come on and praise the Lord with me. Sing if you love his name. Come on and lift your voice with me. He's worthy of all our praise. Blessed are those who walk with him, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage with Jesus. They'll see his glory. Blessed are those who die to live, whose joy it is to give it all for Jesus. And for him only, oh Jesus, all for your glory.
Every chance.
At times I think about whenever I'm playing hide and seek with a toddler, and for them, the fact that they can't see you usually means that you can't see them. So a toddler could be hiding behind a transparent curtain, or they could just be hiding behind a chair and just have their eyes covered. So they can't see you, but they expect for you not to be able to see them. And it seems kind of silly. And I think in a similar way, that's probably what it might have looked like when Adam and Eve were hiding from God in the garden, and just seeing that God knows everything, God sees everything, and he's present everywhere. For them to be able to try to hide from God must have seemed very silly. But the reason why they were hiding was because they were ashamed in the sight of God. They didn't want to be seen as being naked. They didn't want to be seen after committing sin and eating from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And the same thing happens in our own lives, that we try to hide from God because of our shame, because of condemnation that we have upon our lives. But when we look at how God sees us, when we see how he looks at us, he doesn't look at our shame, but he looks at our name. Because there is one already who took our shame, who took the guilt, who took everything upon the cross and was able to overcome it by his death and resurrection. So now God looks at us and he calls us by name. He doesn't shame us out. He doesn't identify us with our sin anymore. But as far as the east is from the west, so have we been separated from our sins now, and there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So in times when we're tempted to condemn ourselves, we're tempted to identify ourselves with our sin, let us be reminded of how God sees us, and let us be reminded of what God did to help us to overcome the sin, to overcome the separation, and now he has brought us near through Christ Jesus his Son. So this next song we're listening to is By Name by Micah Taylor.
I don't call you by your darkest secret. I don't call you by your loneliness. The reasons you hide away from the light, they could never make me love you less. I don't call you by your broken family. I don't call you by what you can't change. The past like a cloud can chase you around, but hear my voice whisper through the rain. I know your story, I wrote every line, planned every step that you take. Lift up your head and believe. Your guilt or shame, I call you by name. By name. All the voices in your head are lying, they're saying this is how it's always gonna be. But they're all gonna bow at the strong, tender sound when I tell you who you are to me. But loved. I know your story.
by name, by name, by name.
When I open my phone and I try to figure out how I'm going to dress up for the day, I just go to my weather app and try to see, is it a hot day, is it a cold day, is it a sunny day, is it going to rain? And then I even look further into the week to see like, oh, okay, so is this week warming up, or are things cooling down, or is it going to be a rainy week, or is it going to snow, or is it going to be windy? That way I can prepare myself. But even in that, when we look at weather apps, they just forecast. It's just a prediction. It's using statistics and pattern recognitions to say, oh, because it's this way, or because the sun is shining at this angle and these things are going on, it's very much likely going to be this way at this point in time. And it's just one of those things that testifies that we truly do not know what tomorrow brings. We do not know what the next 5 minutes may bring. So many things change in such little time, and we have so little control over the future. And fortunately, if you read the Bible, it talks about the future. It tells us at the very end of the Bible, the very last pages, it talks about how things are going to be and what is to come. And the most assuring thing that we can know in all of these things is that Jesus is coming back. He's coming back soon. He's coming back to restore all things to himself. He's coming back to take away the pain, to take away the suffering. He's coming back to bring justice into this world, and he's coming back to reign as a king. There will be no more suffering, no more pain in his kingdom, and his glory will be with us. And it's just such a joyous thing to know that I may not know what the weather will be like tomorrow or the next 2 hours from now, because things can change so very quickly. I mean, there's climate change after all. But I do know how my eternity is going to look like. I do know that there is a promise that is going to be fulfilled, and it's going to be fulfilled very soon. So there's an assurance I can have, knowing that in the greater span of things, I know how it's going to turn out, and the Bible tells us so in the very last pages. So as I leave you guys, the last song we're listening to is Last Page of the Bible by Matthew West.
Troubled times, troubled soul, troubled world spinning out of control. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does. Feels like more than I can take, like this heart was just born to break. But no matter what, there ain't no way I'm giving up, no. Cause I've read the last page of the Bible. Remember this, my Jesus is coming back again. Trouble may last for a moment, and weeping may last for a night. But I read the last page of the Bible, and it's all gonna be, all gonna be alright.
for listening to Motif Mosaic.